Well, we're just about to the weekend, and we'll have some weather variety coming up over the next couple of days. Some ups and downs on the thermometer, and also just some general ups and downs on the quality of the weather. We're starting off the weekend this evening with some damp weather as a storm system comes through. We do have rain in the forecast for tonight, and there's even the potential that some of the rain will be heavy at times. And there's even the chance for a few rumbles of thunder. So don't be totally surprised if you are perhaps woken up tonight as you're trying to sleep as some of this heavy rain does come through. So if you have plans this evening, be sure you have your umbrella with you as some of that rain will be coming through. It'll be a mild night with a bit of a breeze coming in out of the south. Lows will be generally in the upper 40s to low and mid 50s. Starting off the day tomorrow, it may be a bit threatening looking early. If you're an early riser, there are going to be some clouds left over. And if you are from the capital region on south and east, that's where there still may be some showers tomorrow morning. Now, for most of us, things will dry out very quickly and clear out as we'll see sunshine develop. In areas to the southeast of Albany, showers will linger probably through at least the mid to maybe late morning. Some of those showers will kind of hang around, so it'll be a little bit threatening looking and a little bit damp at times, especially southeast of Albany through tomorrow morning before the sun does come out tomorrow afternoon. It'll be a breezy day, and temperatures will warm up very nicely, and that's really the highlight of the weather tomorrow is how warm it will be. Temperatures will be up into the 60s and 70s across eastern New York and western New England. Most spots should at least hit the 70-degree mark outside of the higher elevation. So it's a nice spring-like feel tomorrow afternoon. Then we're back to some spring showers on Sunday as our next storm comes into the area. So we'll see clouds increase and the rain chances will ramp up during the day. Temperatures on Sunday will be cooler up into the 50s. So the bottom line about the weekend is that tomorrow, especially from about mid to late morning into the afternoon, that's the best weather window this weekend. That's the time to be outside. And if you're a skier, some mild springtime skiing coming up tomorrow afternoon. Sunday is the day to be inside, maybe get some work done around the house. Rain continues into Monday. Now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with rain, possible downpours and thunder, mild, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, early clouds followed by increasing sunshine, breezy and mild, highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with rain, possible downpours and thunder, mild, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, early clouds followed by increasing sunshine, breezy and mild, highs in the 60s to around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with rain, possible downpours and thunder, mild, low 50 to 55. Tomorrow, morning clouds and showers, then sunny breaks develop, breezy and mild, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, cloudy with rain, possible downpours and thunder, mild, low 50 to 55. Tomorrow, early clouds and showers, then sunny breaks will develop, breezy and mild, high 68 to 76. Region-wide on Sunday, increasing clouds with rain developing, highs in the 50s, and on Monday, rain likely, with highs in the 50s and low 60s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.